Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're going a bit to the backyard. We're going to Griswold. Hello to you, Shona Putnam.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Shona, I don't know if you, I think you heard Chris say that our program is Showdown at Corntown, and I hope that motivated some people to say, what in the world is that about? So tell us about Corntown first.
Well, actually, before the town of Griswold was named Griswold, it was named Corntown. And we are doing a fundraiser. It's actually a spoof on Gunsmoke. It's a dinner theater, and we're doing that on September the 15th.
Yeah, September 15th. My goodness, that's almost 3 weeks away. Why are we talking about it so soon?
Well, tickets, believe it or not, are almost sold out.
So if
we have done a terrific job, and I think it's something new. It's something a little bit different. And so people have been very, very interested, and tickets have been just selling like hotcakes.
Well, that's wonderful. And I think a lot of that is word of mouth, because people have been to some of the performances that you've done in the past, and you have a good reputation.
Well, we have a wonderful cast, and the names are very familiar. We have been doing the variety show and just thought we'd change it up a little bit. And the same performers that have been involved in the variety show are putting their cowboy boots and cowboy hats on and going to Corntown, USA. It's a whodunit.
And so do you have your boots and your hat ready, Shona?
Let's say I'm ready, but it's not boots and hats.
Oh, okay, okay. But you always do participate in some, in many ways. But
absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
let's
I'm
talk.
Not one of the actors. I will be taking tickets at the door and
doing,
telling people, showing them to their seats.
Okay, and doing publicity, letting people know what's going on. Okay, this is happening September 15th. Where is it at?
It's at the Griswold Community Building, and it starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay, because it does include a dinner,
yes,
which is somewhat different than what you've done in the past. So let's talk about what's for dinner.
Well, what's for dinner is typical baked beans. Everything is homemade. Jim Ridlin is doing the food. It is baked beans, smoked pork loin, homemade coleslaw. He makes wonderful cornbread. I'm not a fan of cornbread, but I just love his. It's very moist and just delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then a dessert.
Okay. And the price for tickets is?
$25 a head, $50 a couple.
Okay. And remember, that includes the dinner as well as all of the entertainment. And what if people want tickets? You know, you said we better hurry up and get them, but how do they get them?
Well, they can call myself, Shona Putnam, at 778-2191. Or Lila Hogeveen at 778-4141. Or they could be picked up at the museum.
I was just going to say, I'm guessing if they came by the museum, that would be a good place to get them.
Yes.
So eventually we're going to come back and talk a little more about the story and the cast. But since we mentioned the museum, let's talk a little bit about the hours if somebody wants to come by, either to pick up tickets or just take a visit to the museum. What are your hours?
Our hours are 1 until 4, Wednesday through Sunday, or by appointment.
Okay, so it's nice to know that by appointment, because sometimes people have guests come to town and it's not on the days you're normally open.
Absolutely, yes.
And so you'd be very, very well willing to come down and show people around. Now, you've done some changes. You've added some more space, as I recall, in the museum.
We inherited the building next door. We are referring to that as the Sothmann Building. It is. It will be part of the museum, but right now we are just using it as storage. We have some work to do on the facade of the building, so hopefully that will start, if not in the next few months, then next spring.
Mm-hmm. Now, Shona, you know, some people said, well, I've been to the museum. I don't need to go see the museum again. But you change things up. It's not always the same.
Yes, it's a constant change. We're always changing. We have two different storage areas where we keep artifacts not on display. So we're changing in and out, or someone will have a particular collection. We will allow that to come into the museum for a short period of time. That would just be a loan. But it's just a constant moving around and changing around. Give it a different look.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody has something you've mentioned, a collection that's on loan, what if somebody has, you know, they're cleaning out whatever and they found something they think, now this should be in the museum and they want to give it to you. Is that possible?
Oh, absolutely. We love to take donations. And we are very thorough with our records. We are now, you know, we have been computerized, so we do a lot of our work on the computer, and we would be more than happy to talk to anyone that would have something that they would like to donate.
Okay. Probably a good idea to contact you before they haul something in and say,
oh, definitely.
Because, you know, you do have to have some criteria for that. You don't need 100 of the same thing, sad to say,
yes.
You know. So, and although you have more storage now, storage still is limited, so you do need to make some choices there. But, you know, it's such a good thing, I think, for things that, you know, we don't know what to do with them, but maybe it really is meaningful to have some place that it might be kept.
Yes, it's a treasure to you, and we have a lovely new building now that is heated. It is air-conditioned, and we have a security system, so your treasures are safe.
Yeah, okay. And all of those things that you just mentioned, of course, those came with a whole lot of work, but a very important thing for a good museum to have. And museums shouldn't just be storage places where you can go look at things. It's
no.
Way beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. So let's talk a little more about this show that you're putting, dinner theater that you're putting on. Let's talk a little more about the plot. You don't want to give it all away. And maybe some of the folks that are participating.
Yes, we have, it's a whodunit, and it will be on the 15th of mm-hmm. September at mm-hmm. 6 o'clock, and we have Marshall Killen is Bob Michaels of Red Oak, Miss Biddy is Sally Hansen, and anyone that came to the variety show will recognize these names. Dr. Fritz Beyer is Fester. Then another Atlantic resident is Leroy Phillips with Property Connection, Real Estate, and Randy Elwood.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes most of us do not realize the kind of hidden talent that we have in our community. So this is an opportunity to show off some of that talent.
Yes. We have so much talent on that stage, it just blows your mind. I just can't believe it. And they are so willing each time we call them to say, I'm in.
Well, part of that, I think, Shona, even though it's a lot of work, it's also a lot of fun.
Yes, you have to enjoy it.
Yes.
You have to have a good time.
Now, is there music involved?
There is a little bit. Marsha Anderson is our songbird.
Yes.
As we call her. Marsha Anderson and Kevin Whitehill is our singing cowboy.
Okay.
Kevin Whitehill is our athletic director here at the Griswold High School.
Okay. So it's not a musical, but it involves some music along the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, there are so many fans, I think, of Gunsmoke, and it was one of the longest-running TV programs. If somebody doesn't know about Gunsmoke, I'm thinking they lived on another planet. So Shona, are you the main writer here? Is this
No. Lila and I normally do write the shows, but this was written by Wilma Laughlin, and she is from Carson, and she has just been an absolute sweetheart to us. We were running out of time, and she said, hey, I've got this. Would you like to use it? And we looked at it and said yes.
All right.
And Wilma's the one responsible for the writing.
Okay. And, of course, this is a fundraiser to support the Cass County Museum. You have to have those to keep all these things ongoing. So this is one of your fundraisers. Will you have another one this year?
Well, we do the Christmas Walk.
Okay.
Or something at Christmas. We do two a year.
Okay. So that we'll be hearing more about that as we get closer to Christmas time. But thank goodness we're not quite there yet. So we can come and enjoy this fundraiser, but get your tickets now for this dinner theater on the 15th. So contact you, Shona, or come by the museum, or contact Lila.
Correct? Yes, absolutely.
All right. Very good. Well, we want to thank you very much for filling us in on this and reminding folks to get their tickets now. And until next time, here's a thought. My life has a superb cast, but I can't figure out the plot.